Welcome to our committee meetings for today. I'll call the meeting to order. We have the necessary things in place to conduct business. I've been informed that we normally don't call roll for committee meetings unless it's a roll call. Do want to make you aware that President Ransdale is en route. He had a couple enrollment receptions, speeches, whatnot to give, and he should be here momentarily. But we'll go on and get started. Dr. Bale, Regent Bale, is our Academic Affairs Committee Chair. He's on a vacation, and so I'm going to fill in for him today as far as chairing the Academic Affairs Committee. And with that being said, we'll move into that segment, and I call on Dr. Miller, who's going to present the action items.
Well, good morning, everyone. David Lee is having some medical procedure performed on his retina. I guess he wanted to see eye to eye with his staff. So he... So he made a call to the bullpen, and I was warming up, and so he called me in. And I told him that while I was going to make the presentation for the Division of Academic Affairs, I would keep an eye out for him. Anyway, we have six action items that are on the agenda for today. And I would like to ask representatives of each of these curricular areas to just make a very brief presentation. And the first is the approval of the Master of Science in Child and Family Studies. And I would like to Dean Chambler and Dr. Croxall, if they would say a few words about this degree program.
I yield, Dr. Croxall.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Just mention we've had a lot of our graduates asking for this graduate program. We had a survey of recent graduates and a survey of professionals already in the field who might be interested in the program. Recent graduates, 66% were looking at a degree within the next 3 years. 91% of professionals, particularly extension agents, were looking at a degree within 3 years. So we really got a need for this. One of the foci is to look at those in the child care and child development field and help them advance from being a teacher to a director in the programs in which they're already employed. The other is looking at extension personnel, 4-H agents, family concerned sciences agents, even ag agents, who do need a master's degree. And they are finding it difficult to go to UK because theirs is a residence program. They can't do it online. This master's program will be totally online and will have a focus on child, youth, and family to make those decisions.
Any questions for Dr. Chambler or Dr. Croxall? The next, there are two certificates in the Gordon Ford College of Business. There are two certificates. One is in the Gordon Ford College of Business, and the other is in EALR. So for the graduate certificate in measurement and evaluation and research, Dr. Margarita DeSanter. Margarita, would you say a few words about this?
Thank you. Good morning. The measurement, evaluation, and research certificate being proposed is the first of its kind in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. This is a growing area in education as well as other public and private sector businesses. Due to the increasing demand in all of the sectors regarding accountability and data-driven decision-making, we've had a number of students request this particular program or this particular strand to focus on and emphasize in their work. And we've talked informally with a number of superintendents in the Green River Regional Educational Cooperative who have indicated to us that this particular certificate would enhance the people who are in their districts who look at accountability data and help to make decisions for their school district.
Thank you. Any questions?
Dr. Merrill, let me go on and get some motions on these various action items.
You want to do them after each one?
Yeah, let's do them after each one. Just give the committee members and the other regents an opportunity if they do have a... let's go back to action item number one on the Masters of Science in Child and Family Studies. Do we have any follow-up questions or discussions? Motion. Motion by Regent Birch.
Second.
Seconded by Regent Todd. Richie? Probably there, just got too many. We got a first and a second. Any other discussions? All in favor of approval to establish a Master of Science in Child and Family Studies? Aye. Opposed? No. Passes committee unanimously. Next, moving to action item number two, the Graduate Certificate in Measurement, Evaluation, and Research. Follow-up questions or discussion?
I just want to say it's not a question, but this, there is certainly a need for this. It's, as a graduate of the doctoral program here, I certainly understand this and just definitely see where this can be very valuable for those in the organizational leadership and those in the educational strands as well. But it's just, I'm really pleased to see this one.
Motion by Regent Birch.
Second.
Second by Regent Smith. Any further questions? Call the vote. All in favor of approval. Certificate in Measurement, Evaluation, and Research. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Passes committee unanimously. Thank you, Dr. Miller.
Thank you. The next two are in the Gordon Ford College of Business. The first is the approval of a graduate certificate in business core competencies. And Dr. Bob Hatfield is here to say a few words about that. Oh, sure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to present two certificates from the Gordon Ford College today. Dr. Hatfield will present our graduate certificate, and Dr. Blankenship, the undergraduate certificate. Both programs use existing resources to engage constituents and provide workforce development opportunities. We're very pleased that these are ways that we can offer certificate programs on transcripts as ways for individuals to be designated with. Dr. Bob Hatfield is Associate Dean of our College for Graduate Programs, and Dr. Hatfield is Department Chair. Dr. Blankenship is Department Chair of Information Systems. Dr. Hatfield.
Correct. Thank you. He hit a couple of the very important notes here, that the certificate in core business competencies offers something that we're hearing requests about from the community. I wonder if there's a way to get graduate work. I already have an undergraduate degree. I'd like to get something in business. I'm not sure I want to go as far as an MBA, the dedication that requires. And also collaborating with other programs in Dr. Thomas' area and some other areas. There is discussion of using the foundation modules and on-demand component of this and the certificate itself as a way for people in other programs to expand competencies into the business areas. And we also see this as an entrance into the MBA. Have tried out, if you will, these classes and decide just a few more classes and then get on with an MBA. And so, again, to echo Mike Dean's comments, we're using existing resources. These classes, like an earlier program, are all online, and they're already being offered, and we're prepared to be able to extend those to a wider audience.
This is a wonderful example of cooperation and collaboration between various colleges here at the university. So thanks, Bob.
One question. Will you work or do you work with the local workforce committees and boards in connection with this certificate?
I serve on one of those committees.
Okay. And so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. And I think we'll probably work closer. I think coming out of the state budget, for instance, I think there'll be more emphasis one way or another into workforce development. We hope to be a part of that.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think this is a great idea, too. Just two quick questions.
Good.
Does a student have to take all of them online, or could they have possibly taken a face-to-face one?
We would integrate it.
Integrate them?
Face-to-face.
And my second question is, if somebody were to complete this and seek admission to the MBA, would these be, if you chose to admit them, would these count?
Yes, they would count. Okay. And anybody in one of those professional programs, like the DPT program, they would be a doctor at that point. They'd have direct admission into the MBA program.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? Entertain a motion.
Move.
Regent Birch moved.
Second.
Regent Smith second. Any other discussion? All in favor of approval to establish a graduate certificate in business core competencies?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Passes committee unanimously.
The next certificate we're asking for approval has to do with the applied data analytics. And Dr. Blankenship?
Thank you. I'm from the Information Systems Department, and in that department we have a business data analytics or business informatics program. In that program, we have a lot of students that are not a major taking our classes, and then we're asking for a certificate or some kind of recognition that they've had an analytics course. So we think this would be very useful to them. Also looked at other disciplines and found that they had some analytics courses, but nothing that would recognize the students taking an analytics course. Also, we've been working with IBM Watson Analytics, and we're almost to the point where we're going to have an agreement where we can offer every student and every faculty member on this campus a license for that. And we think that when that happens, more students will be exposed to data analytics and they'll want a data analytics type of certificate. And then lastly, we interviewed or questioned around 300 students, and we find that about 10% of the students were very interested in having an analytics certificate. And thanks to Dr. Chumler, I've already spoken to someone in the healthcare information systems area, and they're interested in taking some of our courses and maybe even going after the certificate as well. So I think it's something that students will be more and more interested in, especially now that we have more data being collected with all types of sensors and things, and there's this concept of a citizen analyst that's spreading across the country, and we're making better data.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. I heard you use the word, we can grant them a license. Is that what you said? Is
That's
that
correct. IBM Watson Analytics will then allow a student to sign up, and then they can use their software for, I think, up to 5 years once they have the license.
Thank you.
Question. Any other questions? Discussion? Entertain a motion. Regent Birch moved.
Second.
Regent Ritchie second. A motion for approval to establish an undergraduate certificate in applied data analytics. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Passes committee.
Thank you. Next is the we're requesting approval of the graduate and undergraduate certificates in brewing and distilling arts and sciences. And Dr. Kate Webb. Kate? Where's Kate? He's not here. I guess it was. This is an intoxicating discussion.
It's a good thing Regent Bale is not here.
Anyway, you probably heard and read a bit about this. We've been discussing this for quite some time. This is a degree. In fact, this is fairly clearly spelled out in your packet. But this has been discussed for quite some time. And as you know, we have a pseudo winery with our agricultural program here at the university. And so I'll leave it pretty much up to your reading on this. This is it's a fast-growing industry, and we want to be able to prepare students for marketable jobs in this industry. And this is a both graduate and undergraduate certificate. It's not a degree program. It is a certificate that does provide some background and some experience in this industry. So I would request approval from the committee.
Any questions or discussions?
Just one comment. I think it's a remarkable program to come out of two colleges and multiple departments. I think that's really interdisciplinary collaboration on this.
Okay. Anything further?
I'll make one observation. It seems to me that not only this particular action that the committee is looking at, but also the other ones that were discussed, is starting to meet a workforce need situation in the Commonwealth. And you know, hats off that we look at that and make those decisions to go forward.
Good comment.
Good.
Anyone else? Is there a motion?
So moved.
By Regent Riching, seconded by Regent Birch. Any further questions or discussions? Call the vote for approval to establish graduate and undergraduate certificates in brewing and distilling arts and sciences. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Passes committee unanimously.
Thank you. And finally, we'd like to present two former faculty members for Professor Emeritus status. I have some prepared remarks about each of these two individuals. Dr. Bill Fohl, who is a professor in psychology. Bill's contributions to WKU and the profession are widespread. He's a former president of both the National Association of School Psychologists and the International Association of School Psychologists. His distinguished career in psychology has been recognized with noteworthy awards such as the International School Psychology Association Distinguished Services Award and the National Association of School Psychologists Lifetime Achievement Award. His influence on the field was further acknowledged in August of 2015 when he was elected an American Psychological Association Fellow. For a number of years, Bill has served Southern Kentucky with his own private practice. His contributions to the psychology department was significant, as he was instrumental in establishing and contributing to the success of the EDS program in school psychology. He also played a vital role in the conception and establishment of the PsyD program in applied psychology. During his years at WKU, Bill taught numerous undergraduate and graduate classes and published extensively in various mediums, including scholarly journals, book chapters, technical reports, and professional newsletters. And we are very pleased to present to this committee Dr. Bill Fohl for the distinguished title of Professor Emeritus.
We'll approve them both together.
Okay. The next is Chris Wagner. Chris is a professor of educational administration, leadership, and research. Chris has made significant and ongoing contributions to the college, university, and profession, which spans over 24 years at WKU. And during that time, Chris shaped an entire generation of educational leaders serving Kentucky schools and ensuring that student growth and achievement were at the forefront of their department and of their development. Chris was able to successfully bridge the gap between theory and practice, providing aspiring school administrators with the necessary academic and practical tools to be competent, caring leaders. He served the profession and university with honor and distinction, and we are pleased to present to the committee Dr. Chris Wagner for the title of Professor Emeritus.
Thank you, Dr. Miller. Any questions or discussion? Regent Birch?
I just have a comment. A lot of times when you look at our professorial resumes, one of the things that you don't see is the kind of service that some of our faculty are continually giving to community and beyond. Dr. Fohl, for example, I doubt there was any major national or regional emergency over the years that Dr. Fohl wasn't there to train the first responders. He was there at 9/11. He was nationally known for his ability in that area and always called on as a trainer. Chris Wagner is one of the people that spent a lot of his life in the schools in Kentucky and in our region. And often the things that professors do in those service roles don't show up on resumes, but they're making a difference in the school. Mm. Chris also was the second person, I guess, to be chairing a doctoral program in ed leadership. So just wanted to comment to the service contributions of both of those schools.
Thank you, Regent Birch, for those comments. Any other discussion? Entertain a motion for approval of emeritus status awarded for the recommended individuals.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Regent Birch, seconded by Regent Ritchie. Any other discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Passes committee unanimously. Thank you, Dr. Miller.
Hey, the final with our
are you
report.
Doing the information item?
This
as well?
Is an information item. Many of you have heard us talk about ways in which we can reduce the number of students who are required to take developmental courses. It's a cost issue for our students as well as for a number of other reasons. One of the things that we've been doing is looking at ways in which we can increase the literacy skills of a lot of these students. And in doing so, one of the courses that was first and foremost to our attention was literacy. We have established and reestablished Literacy 199 as an important course for students to improve their literacy skills so that it would increase or enhance their chances of success in their following degree programs. And so what I'd like to do now is to introduce Pam Petty, who's going to give a brief presentation regarding targeted interventions for retention, the power of reading in student success, retention, and graduation. Pam?
I'd like to also introduce Dr. Daniel Super, who is a co-person with me on working with students who come to Western underprepared for the challenges of college reading. Thank you for allowing us to talk to you for a few minutes about this unique situation that we have here at Western with intervention for these students. There is not a university in this country that isn't struggling with what to do with students who come to them underprepared for the challenges of college reading. Almost all learning hinges on those practices and those strategies that students use to comprehend text. That is our main means of learning, is through print. For many reasons, this is a complicated, complex, and challenging issue to overcome so that students go on to be successful, they are retained at our university, and they progress to graduation. If you'll look, I think you received a handout from us. If you'll look at the definition of the course description of Literacy 199, you'll see the targeted population. ACT says that students need to score a 21 to be college ready. Kentucky looked at that and said, we're going to say 20 is college ready. 21 was going to be beyond the scope of what the universities could address. But they said anyone who scores below 20 needs to receive some sort of intervention on your campus so that these students who are bright, who are talented, who are salt of the earth folks can have one more opportunity, because they've been underprepared at every other level of education they've received. They need one more opportunity to make it in our educational system. And we want you to provide that. So initially we were charged with serving eight students who scored 18 and 19. Because of our success with this course, we are now serving students who score 15 to 19 to broaden the scope of students that we can impact with this. If you'll look at the four dot points on that page, you'll see the philosophical stance for this course that we put forward in 2009 and that is still just as important today as it was then. We believe that this is a course that is worthy, that students have to work hard in, and that they deserve credit for the hard work that they've done.
for what for credit for what that they've earned. We employ a growth mindset for our students. We're not preparing them to be freshmen at WKU. We're preparing them to be graduates of WKU. And everything that we do in the course, from the selection of the people who teach the course, to the materials we use, to the practices that we use with the students, is completely research-based and founded in the very best practice that we could pull together. The last dot point, and probably the most highlighted across the state and across the country, is our desire to have this course as a co-requisite with heavy reading courses. The research is deep in the value of doing that. We have ongoing conversations with Dr. Robert Deidel in the history department. We've had a long-standing collaboration with that department, and starting this fall, 199 will be paired with heavy reading courses. Those early freshman history courses are high DFW courses, and we believe we can have the best history students ever in those courses when we pair it with a course that shows them what to do with those history textbooks and ensures that they can learn from print.
We are honored, we were honored, and we continue to be, with winning the 2015 American Association of State College and Universities Excellence in Innovation Award for this course for its impact on retention. And I want to show you a few slides on what we know from institutional research over the past few years. When students who have taken our class, in 2 years have retained at a rate of about 63%. The same qualifications, students who come in with the same qualifications in terms of ACT score, if they did not take our class, they retained at about 50%. And furthermore, students who score below the 18, who take a traditional developmental or remedial course, the students who are successful in that course are only retained at an average at 2 years of 45%. Now, the critic could say, well, you serve different populations of students. But when we control for these differences statistically, we can see that things, that some of these variables that pop that are deep in the literature, that the high school GPA matters. That's true. But we can't affect high school GPA once they're here. Ethnicity, legacy, low income, these things matter in terms of retention, but we can't affect those once they're here. All we can do is what we know we can affect when they come to us. And so if we look at the difference in the reading course that those students took, they're nearly two times as likely to be retained over 2 years if they take our course compared to the traditional developmental course. And that is because of the four pillars Dr. Petty just described, and that's why our course is innovative in many ways across the country, because typically students who are underprepared are served in a remedial or developmental capacity, and that is not our approach. And so it is proven statistically to make a difference. Now, when we think about looking forward, we have leveled the playing field. Our students who pass our course, who do well in our course, statistically are retained and graduate at the same level of students who come in with an ACT reading score of 24, which is far above the threshold of college ready. And so because of these changes, structurally, we've made some adjustments to who now will take our course. Like we've said, we've now dipped down to taking students all the way with a 15 in the reading ACT. But I say we cannot stop there. We have to make bigger changes. And I know if most of the people in this room have been hearing about what's happening at Georgia State. And every time I turn around, there's another new accolade or another news release about what's happening at Georgia State and how they've turned around their retention efforts. And I know there's a lot of attention being paid to what Georgia State is doing, and what Georgia State is doing is impressive, but it's nowhere near as impressive as the commitment that Georgia State has made as a university and the collaboration they're making as a university to make these changes. What they're doing, we can do. We have innovative thinkers, we have programs, we have proven practices, we have people who are inspired to do this. We have all of the capacity. What's impressive is their commitment and their collaboration. And so my challenge is to say, let's not stop here. We're getting some attention for this. We can grow this to be even bigger. And what we need is the same commitment
and collaboration on this campus. So I would say, why not us? Why can we not do the exact same thing? And I know that we can.
Thank you for our time. Everything that we've said to you today means another student stays. We have hundreds of students who've been impacted with this. We've had over 2,000 students in Literacy 199 since we started this. And the only thing we do is get better. That's our job. Our growth mindset is not only for our course and for our students, but for what we know will make a difference. And certainly none of this is done in a silo. We have a few folks to thank. President Ransdell invited us to go with him to receive that ASCU award. And that was a huge thing, because making this kind of difference was never our charge. Our charge was to follow a state mandate. They said, do something, and we did. But without the support that we've had, it wouldn't have happened. Thank you to Provost Emeritus Barbara Birch, who allowed this to happen on her watch. She had vision. She said, you know, this is usually not a main campus kind of thing. Do you think you could do something with it? And when I said yes, she listened, and it made a difference. Dean Evans, who has financially supported all of the instructors who teach in 199, because we're a little bit of a round peg in a square kind of hole thing. It's not his charge to do this through his deanship as in the College of Ed. We believe that this is a national model to take the people in the College of Education who actually know what to do with students who don't read well, don't know what to do with students who don't do math well, know what human learning is all about. We want to thank our friends in Enrollment Management, Sharon Hunter and Brian Meredith, who have met with us way more than I'm sure they wanted to and have done so graciously. And to Dr. Dietrich, our department head, who again has suffered through the fact that we don't fit the actual mold of everyday work around here. And she's let us grow, and we appreciate that very much. Do you have any questions or? Yes.
This is great. I mean, I'm so worried that children graduate high school and are not any better readers than this. And so I assume if they're getting into Western, they must have some other ACT scores that are pretty
They may good. Or may not. Some students come to us with only a lag in reading. And some students come to us with a couple of different deficiencies. They may need reading and they may need math.
So have you thought about, like, offering it the summer before they would start college? Or do you feel like
it's
really going to
happen
works
this
better?
Summer? Thank you for envisioning that, and I'm envisioning the same thing, and we believe it's going to happen. Getting the students is the tough part. They're working. Getting the students to campus. That's their last hoorah to put some money in the bank. It's their last hoorah in general in their minds, and it's tough to get the students here, but we have the people here ready to teach it, to pair with other courses, to put this in any configuration that we feel like could reach more students, because we do believe it would make a difference in GPA in that very first semester if we could get to them before they get here. Also partnering, and that may have been what you were going to say, we're also partnering with high schools. And we're going out there to try to get these courses set up as dual credit and as other types of credit in their high schools, so that they actually leave high school better prepared. We believe that Western has the capacity to give freshmen in this state the very best start of any place. We believe that parents, we would love to hear them say, you can go anywhere you want to after your first year. But your first year is at Western. And I just don't know many students who can come here and leave when they're doing well, because it's a place you fall in love with. So I believe if we could get them, we could keep them.
Yeah. To mention two things that would advance this or accelerate these successes. Two things that you need to advance this.
Infrastructure is one of them. Infrastructure. Here's what I have. We have a few very talented people who have grown this. They've worked out of Hyde. They were hired in at a low salary, and they've been stuck at that salary since they got here, and they are now extremely valuable people to KCTCS, to other institutions, and we share broadly across the state with what we're doing. We just had two folks at EKU this week with a binder of materials this big, flash drives, multimedia, everything that they need to try to replicate what we're doing here. So we need that infrastructure. We need someone to round off the edges of that square peg that we are so that we fit within our department, we fit within the College of Ed, that there's some normalcy to us, and so that it is not a drag on our dean to have to fund these lines that we need. Because we have the capacity to serve as many students as you want us to. If you have a conversation with Doug McElroy, he'll say, we're missing something. We need to have students who score 20 in your classes. We need students who score 21 in your classes because we can keep those students. They're already stronger coming in. If they had this boost, this is what they could do. And it's about having enough faculty to teach the students because we've got the know-how.
If I could answer your other one, let's let that
Please.
Fill the first. I would say the other one is this is more of an approach and a line of thinking than specific skill delivery in class. And I'm convinced that this needs to be a smaller piece in a bigger puzzle of answering the call to how do we keep students at this university. And I think that's why I said Georgia State, what they're doing is because it's a campus-wide effort, and they've pulled all the expertise from around the campus together to make one mission, and they are behind it. And that's what's making the difference. So the next thing I would say is let's firm this up, but then let's not just try to build momentum within. Let's build momentum all through the campus.
Thank you.
Thank you for that question.
Dr. Birch?
I just want to piggyback a couple things here. Georgia State is heavy on data analytics. It's the way they've done it. So did you hear that over here? And the second thing is a transition for Dr. Ransdale. Because he probably said it anyway, but last fall at the governor's meeting for the board members, you will recall that you announced that we were going to do this. This was going to be foundational in what we did for incoming freshmen. And I you could probably say this, but I talked with Provost Lee recently, and I know that he's planning to make this happen. John, when you said we need to make it happen, he and the education dean both have worked together and the department head to figure out how they're going to make this happen for fall. So it's, I think everyone, I've heard Dr. Ransdell say a dozen times that retention is the key to what we're going to have to do. And when you just think about the dollars that we would have just in closing the loop on the ones that
exactly.
were retained, it is huge.
I'm sorry I missed your presentation, but I was talking with Head for the Hill students, about 1,000 students and parents in De La Arena right now. At the risk of repeating some things you may have said, we use the word transformation a lot in our board meetings, and what you're doing with your literacy courses is as transformational as anything we have going at WKU these days. And what it is doing, it is transforming how we will approach developmental education in the future. It's leading the way to transition from non-credit-bearing courses to credit-bearing courses, just in reading, writing, and math as well, all three disciplines, so that a student doesn't come here and pay tuition and be required to take a course that doesn't lead to a degree. So we are transitioning into credit-bearing courses, and this Literacy 101 dynamic is setting the pace for us in that regard. And it's not just here. People across the country are taking notice, and you've indicated as much. But this is huge. And I want to thank Pam and Daniel both for what you're doing to lead that parade.
Thank you very much. We're going to make you look good in front of CPE and across the state. And then in July, we're going to make you look good in Portland, Oregon at an SKU meeting there. So thank you again for allowing us this venue.
Thank you, Pam. Daniel, thank you.
I saw some people doing this. I feel like we should applaud them at this point.
Yeah.
Chairman, that concludes our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Miller. Excellent.